Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord had given Ezekiel a message that he was to tell the Jews that were in captivity. He gave him parables, he gave him visions, and all of this was translated to the people. Because of their sin, because of what they had done, the Lord was going to destroy them. God is always giving us opportunities. He gave them here 6 years of opportunity before he actually came down on them. And in chapter 2 of Ezekiel, and we'll begin with the first verse, it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto you." God calls Ezekiel son of man. Son of man. In Daniel, we read that the son of man was consistent with the Messiah. In John, the first chapter, we read that Jesus Christ was called the Son of Man. But here, he's calling Ezekiel, Son of Man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. What a feeling that must have been, hearing the voice of the Lord. Stand on your feet. I want to talk to you. I'd have been shaking in my boots. God wants to talk to me? Well, dear one, stop and think about it. He talks to us every day. If we're in communion with him, he's willing to talk. But you know, a lot of times we're so busy that when we pray, all we're praying about is our needs. But he wants you to get down on your knees and tell him how much you love him. Tell him how you feel about him. He wants to hear from you. And you know, Ezekiel, he didn't have an easy life. Started out easy in his early days. He had a beautiful home by the water, had a beautiful wife and family. Changed. That all changed. Second verse says, "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, lifted him right up, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man," once again, "Son of man." And if you read the book of Ezekiel, you'll find that he says this 90 times. He calls Ezekiel son of man. He was representing Jesus Christ in this book. He had work to do, and God was using him. Son of man. "And he said unto him, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. They are an impudent children, stiff-necked. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord." He's giving them an opportunity. He's telling them, Ezekiel is going to them and he's going to explain things to him. But as we go through the chapters, he mentions in chapter 3 that he gave him a scroll. It says a roll in the first verse of chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. He gave him this roll. He told him to literally eat it. And to Ezekiel, it tastes like honey. But now, this was inside of him. Just as the word of God is to us, dear ones. The word of God is inside of you. And when you speak to someone, you speak to them what the word of God says. People ask you a question, you can go to the word of God. You can give them a verse. Whatever God gives you, you can return it unto them. The word will not come back void. The word will not come back void. What you tell someone will stay within their hearts. Ezekiel was going before these people now. And when this all started, like I said earlier, Ezekiel had a beautiful life. But now everything started. Now everything had to happen to him. Poor health. His wife died. He was taken into captivity. All these things happened to Ezekiel. Just as things happen to our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe he had to be shown something. I don't know. Maybe some of us have to be shown things. And sometimes God puts us down to our lower depths just to keep us communing with him. He wants our attention. And sometimes he has to put us down in order to bring us up. To Ezekiel he did this. Now Ezekiel was in a place where all he could do was depend on God. In the fifth verse it says, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear and not listen, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall I know that there hath been a prophet among them. You, Ezekiel, you are the prophet among them. You go and you tell them, whether they listen or not, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, you tell them. They have no excuse. And dear ones, we have no excuse. We've heard the word of God. We've been under the sound of his voice. We know that God, whatever God tells us, whatever he says, will come to pass. And we see today the wars, the rumors of war. The president is having this decision to make. Pray for him that the decision he makes is the right decision. It's a big responsibility, dear ones. These people in these countries, they hate us. We are the infidels to them. But let's pray for them that God would open their hearts, that they would accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The songs we sang this morning were about salvation. And God is still on the throne. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter where you've been. our God is willing to forgive no matter what. And here he put Ezekiel in a place where he had to bring the message to them. As we know through past scriptures, things that we've read, how many times did God go and have to put things in their way to slow them down because they got so full of themselves when they had their riches? They went to idolatry. They were worried about money all the time. God had to bring them down. We depend on God for everything. He'll give us what we need. What you and I need, we get right here in the scripture. When you go through a problem, you can turn to the scripture. When you have a need in your body, you can go to the scripture. Any problem you have, the answers are right here, dear ones. And if you eat the word of God, and I'm not saying you got to rip the pages out and chew them. If you read the word of God, they will be digested in your body. And you'll have the answers you need, no matter when or where. It took 6 years of Ezekiel speaking to the people. 6 years of warnings. And finally, when Ezekiel's wife died, it began. Their destruction put them down to their lowest places. Son of man, he used Ezekiel as God sent Jesus Christ. We have such an opportunity, dear ones. Christ is always willing to forgive. God never closes the door. He leaves it open for souls to come in. Next month, we're going to have water baptism as someone has asked to be baptized. So if there's anybody else that is seeking or feels they're not ready, ask God. He knows. Prepare your heart and know that God is ready for you. Just tap on that door. He'll be willing to open it for you. We're waiting for him to come into your heart. And the angels rejoice in heaven when a new soul comes in. What does he say when you say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be saved. I want you in my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." He's ready to come in. So let us be ready to step out in faith. Let the Lord know that you're willing. He spoke to them so many times in the past. Ezekiel spoke to him. Isaiah spoke to them. Many, many places in the Bible where they stepped away with idolatry and fornication and everything. But God was willing to forgive them if they just would come back. And he's always willing to forgive us, dear ones, because of such great love. The love of God that passes all understanding. Has he spoke to your heart this morning? I hope he has. I pray, Lord, and that each one of us has an opportunity to speak to someone and let them know that there will be a water baptism. Come and dine. Come and dine. He's calling. He's calling those that don't know him. So let's pray and ask God to help us if we know of someone that needs him, that's seeking him. Maybe afraid to step forward and say this. You don't have to come up here and say it. Tell him in your private worship. And then let us know that you want to be baptized. Thank God for his love, for his mercy. Even though he destroyed Israel, brought them down a peg, put them in captivity, did these things so many times to them, he did draw them back to him. And now Israel's going through hard places again. Everybody wants to get at him. Hitler killed 6 million of them. Many times. But because of his great love, he takes us back. And he has such great love for you and I. Thank you, Lord, for your great love. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us this morning. May God be with each and every one of you. Thank you. In the name of the Lord be praised.